This is a fun family event with lots of activities for the kids.
Susan Byram is the president and CEO of Autism Pensacola. She's talking about the 6th annual Steps for Autism event coming up this Saturday morning. In addition to the usual fundraising activities at the event, Autism Pensacola will be honoring their local hometown heroes.
Because we appreciate everyone who puts themselves in harm's way on our behalf, whether it's military, firefighters, law enforcement officers, search and rescue, everyone that goes out of their way to help others. We're calling them our hometown heroes, and we're saluting them on that day.
One of those hometown heroes and the honorary chair of the walk is Sergeant Jimmy Donahoe of the Pensacola Police Department.
We developed a program at the Pensacola Police Department called the Take Me Home program, and we give that out nationwide to any agency that requests it for free, and it helps us identify those nonverbal individuals we might encounter on the street, and particularly those with autism, because about half of them can't speak.
Sergeant Donahoe trains law enforcement and other first responders not only on interacting, but also on searching for missing people with autism. He says the overwhelming majority of deaths among missing persons with autism are due to drowning.
And we're trying to get the word out about that to first responders. Look in the water first. And we've actually had a case here a couple of years ago with a gentleman that visited us from New Orleans that died out on Partido Key, Owen Black. And so it's an epidemic nationwide that we're trying to get the word out there and maybe save a life.
The other important part of the training is teaching officers how to recognize and deal with people with autism while out on the street.
There are a lot of indicators that might indicate somebody has autism, but there's also those that you can look at them and you never know they had autism. You could speak to them and you might not know that they have autism. So that's really difficult, but we try to give a lot of different things that they, you know, obviously some of the things, the hand flapping, walking on their tiptoes, those type things that they can look for that they can say, oh, wait a minute. People with autism, their brain is a little delayed sometimes, and they may not respond right away. When we ask somebody their name on the street, we're expecting an immediate response. If they don't give it to us, we're trained that they may be thinking up a lie to give to you, a wrong name, a false name. We're training them to have, if they pick up on these other indicators, they're swaying back and forth, rocking, they're doing the hand flapping, they might want to back up and give them time. It may take them 10 to 20 seconds to respond to your simple question of, what is your name? And so those are the type of things we're trying to do so that it doesn't become hands-on.
Sergeant Donahoe says he's received feedback from around the country saying the training has saved lives. And he'll be back out on the road in the coming months leading training sessions in Gulf Breeze, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, even Syracuse, New York. As for this weekend's Steps for Autism event, Autism Pensacola's Susan Byram says there'll be something for everyone to enjoy.
People with autism are very diverse, but we tried to come up with ways that we can make the event full of options for our loved ones and for the community, for everyone to come together and have fun. And there's actually another event, 5210 Day of Play, is right outside the stadium that same day in the Maritime Park. And we've trained them on people with disabilities. They're going to be celebrating with the Special Olympics that day, and the Special Olympics will be doing some events inside the stadium with Steps for Autism. And we just try to make a lot of options where families can come and be as comfortable as possible with their loved one in this fun, crowded, crazy environment that we're going to have.
The 6th annual Steps for Autism event, raising money for Autism Pensacola and honoring hometown heroes, will be this Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.